Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hello.
It's nice to have you guys listening again and to be here with you all. I know Leah and I promised you last week that Chris would be back with us this week, but unfortunately he will not be able to join us. He'll be back next week, though, to talk about his experience with COVID-19. And like we said, it's going to be his own special podcast. So please tune in. Give him the support. We hope you're feeling better, Chris.
Yeah, we miss you, Chris.
We really do. But today we have more guest speakers. We're all about the guest speakers these past weeks, folks. We're bringing you the specialists, the expertise, the knowledge that we may not have to you. So today we have Dr. Stephanie McGiver, who's Shaq's mental health director, Dr. Stephen Rugala, who's the counseling and referral services director, or CARS for those staff members who may not know what CARS actually stands for. And then we have Mary Margaret White. She is Shaq's and the Dean of Students case manager. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We are excited to talk to you all. So let's start talking about mental health and screening today, why don't we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, please. Also, times are rough for us all. Like, I'm staff and a student, and I'm feeling it on every aspect right now. So we're so glad to have such a diverse group of people today, you all, so please tell us about yourselves, like your role on campus and what you love about it, and just give us a little bit more insight about you.
Should we just kind of go in order of the way you introduced us?
Let's do that so people can kind of put the picture in place. Yes. So.
Okay. I'm Stephanie McIver. I'm at Shaq. For those of you who may not know, I hope you know, through all the orientation and the outreach that we've been doing and that Tiffany and Leah has helped us do, but we are the health service, a comprehensive health service that's available for students, all students at UNM. And in counseling services, we have this terrific staff of now 8 clinical providers. We have a psychiatrist and psychiatry residents, and Margaret, our case manager, who will jump on. But we're responsible for addressing the mental health needs of students on campus. And we do that through providing direct service, psychotherapy for students. We also do outreach. We have a whole calendar of workshops that we offer every term. And we consult with the campus community, faculty and parents and friends who are concerned about friends. And that's what we do. We try to make the campus as mentally healthy as we can.
And what do you love about your job? Like, what do you love about working at UNM with students?
Well, number one, I love working in such a professional, competent, comprehensive health environment. We have quite a high-level clinic that many people are surprised to learn about, and we can address almost every issue that walks through our door. We collaborate with our medical providers on the other side, down the hall from us, and we just can meet students' needs right here, right now. But I also love that we're a part of this team. I often say to get students to the finish line, and that's what we do. We revel in our students' accomplishments and their progress toward their own personal goals, and we recognize that things get in their way in that effort. And so I love that we help to remove some of those obstacles and help them to deal with them and get them to the finish line.
That is a great way to put it. We are here to help you get to the finish line, and anything that we can do to help you get there is our biggest priority.
That's true.
So Dr. Rugala, you don't work with students, you work with staff and faculty, and you know, we've had a lot more listeners who are staff and faculty. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your role on campus, what you love about your job?
Great. Well, I'm Steve Rugala, and I'm the Director of Counseling Assistance and Referral Services, a lot of times better known as CARS, and we are the Employee Assistance Program for faculty and staff. So we're a totally free and confidential service provided by the university for the faculty and staff. And it's a really great benefit to have. I always tell everybody, if I didn't work at CARS, I would definitely take advantage of it myself, because it's a great benefit to have. And we provide individual and couples counseling. We also do supervisory consultation. And we can be very helpful in lots of different ways to help people adjust to either work situation problems or problems in their personal life or both. A lot of things around work-life balance definitely help a lot with that. So it's like I said, a really valuable service. And I always tell everybody, it's about as confidential as you can get. We don't even do any billing, so insurance companies don't know that you're a client of cars. So it's really about as confidential as you can get.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. And now with the working remotely, even providing telehealth services, in a sense, it's even kind of, in a sense, more accessible even than it ever was. Because being right on campus, where our physical location was always nice, but now in a sense, they're even more accessible providing telehealth services. And we've really adjusted to that new modality. So. And I really love about my job is that it's such an interesting and diverse clientele that we work with. It's just amazing that the people that we talk with. There's so many amazing people here on campus that it's just always lifts my spirit. It's always very heartening to see all the people that are, doing great things. And even at a time like this, there's a lot of resilience out there. People are really doing amazing things, considering with all the challenges that people have. So I just feel really lucky, and it's about the best job I could ever imagine, really, working with faculty staff at UNM. So
that's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I like to hear that, those things. Like, you know, I feel like on our podcast a lot, we're always trying to, it's not that we focus on the negative, but we bring up a lot of the negative to try and help students combat maybe feelings that they're having or situations in that we're in. But Leah, I think we need to have a podcast on just positivity and resilience.
I agree. That's a good idea.
It'll help us too. Speaking of positivity, Margaret always comes in and brightens, well, I guess I can't say always because we're not in the office anymore. But when we were in the office, Margaret would always walk in and just put a smile on our face. So welcome to you too, Margaret.
Thank you. I really, I would like to arm wrestle Steve Regala because I really have the best job. I have more fun than is allowed. And people say, well, what is case management? Nobody ever really knows how to define that. And so I'm just going to say my delightful position enables me to be a resource navigator for students. Because right now, in your mind, you are thinking, I wish I had this thing. If only I had this thing today, my day would be better. And I get to be that person for students. And it's a wonderful, fulfilling, delightful thing. And it makes such a difference for people. So if somebody has like big concerns about, oh my gosh, I'm worried about my work or my income or my money or my tuition, and they're so worried about that they can't really focus on school or getting other things done, sometimes it helps to have somebody navigate for you and find resources so that you don't have that kind of cognitive overload. So I love being a person who can navigate students to food resources, utility payment support, financial aid interventions, bicycle parts. I get every kind of question. It's like, I wish I had this thing. And I get to be that person that says, let's hunt for that thing. And the happiness that people experience from that kind of assistance is really mind-blowing. It's wonderful. It's really great fun. So really, I'm sorry, Steve, but I have the fun job.
I just love, like Leah mentioned earlier, the diversity that we have on our campus. You know, a lot of people may not know about these resources that we have, whether you're faculty, staff, or student. You know, we have some really, really great resources. We can go on for days. We have the, ethnic centers, you have Women's Resource Center, you have Lobo Respect, you have, I can't even think of all the different avenues in which we have, but one thing I can definitely say is UNM community is Lobo strong. You know, we do protect our pack. And so being that, we have we're in such heavy times right now. We have the election, which is weighing on everyone's heart and mind and soul. We are in the midst of a pandemic. And once, just as we thought that the pandemic was going to get better, it got worse. And then what we have, social and racial injustice everywhere in our nation and coming at us from every single angle. We're in a real state of change in our lifetime where, you know, I think back and I'm like, okay, my grandparents had this. My parents had some of it, you know, and then now, I mean, well, now my parents have it, but it's, I feel like our college students have been so resilient thus far. Being in college itself takes a lot of resiliency.
Yeah.
But we have so much more to combat now. We have screening on Thursday, Leah, right? I think Leah had a question about like the screening itself.
Yeah, so I hear a lot about, you know, mental health screening, everything's coming up. This is like the week for mental health screening day, which is this coming Thursday. What is the importance of screening?
Well, you know, we've done mental health screening day for many years. And so many people who have been on campus may recall in years past, we've usually had this day, you know, the second or third week of October, where out in front of Shack and in the atrium in the sub, we've set up and done sort of paper screening. In recent years, we've actually gone to digital screening because we were using a platform, our online mental health platform, to help students just take a quick look at how they're functioning in terms of their mental health. And so we've provided some very brief screening instruments that they could answer some questions about how they're doing with symptoms of anxiety, how they're doing with symptoms of depression, how they're doing with their relationship with alcohol and other substances, how they're doing in general, and then being able to make some recommendations to them for care. And so we're doing that again this year. We didn't want to miss this year, even though we're not in person. And in fact, we hope that this year we're able to reach more people. And I think we are, in that it's finally giving us an opportunity to reach out to faculty and staff as well to engage them in this screening. And so we have this screening tool that we developed over the summer with members of our campus mental health team to look specifically at how we're functioning with these issues that you talked about, Tiffany, with you know, all the social issues that are coming up, with the way that we're coping with the pandemic. And we really want to see what our LOBO community is experiencing personally. So the screening is going to go out. It'll be a link that everyone can link to online and do this 5-minute screening that looks at everything, you know, in terms of the symptoms that we're noticing people responding to and the ways that these issues are impacting people's lives. But there's also a couple of questions on there about people's resilience. We do want to know how people view themselves in terms of their ability to cope with this time. So that's what we're doing this year.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. MacGyver. Dr. Rugala, you know, I'm a student and I'm staff, like Leo is as well. Why should I get screened?
Well, I think it's like everything, it's always good to kind of get a perspective in terms of what is really going on, because I think it's so valuable to realize that maybe, you know, it's having more of an effect on you than you realized, and maybe you'll notice certain things about yourself that you didn't really, you know, you didn't really stop long enough to think, because everyone's kind of rushing through. You know, just try to do the best they can. And then sometimes when you finally stop and think, you know, it's kind of like the Wile E. Coyote thing in the cartoons, where, you know, they'll be running, and they run over the cliff and they don't even realize, you know, they just keep going. They don't realize that they've run off the cliff until they look down and realize, oh, wow, you know, this is really what's happening. So sometimes it's important for people to, you know, hopefully it's not quite as extreme as going over the cliff, but to realize, you know, to take some time to really stop and think about what's really going on, and maybe identify, you know, areas that they need to focus on.
That's such a good point. I think we tend, because we try to be so resilient, mm-hmm. we tend to take on more and more and more and more and more when we really don't know what's occurring inside of us and how, you know, how it's impacting us. I will definitely, I mean, I've looked it over for work, but I'm going to take work aside and look it over and just once more in my own mental capacity and where it's at.
Well, that's so true.
Yeah. Leah, did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, Margaret, I had a quick question for you about the website. I saw mentalhealth.unm.edu. Could you let our listeners know a little bit about that?
Oh, it's a wonderful compendium of what can I access for mental health concerns or counseling and all of that kind of support. It's also a wonderful list of drop-in support sessions from all kinds of different entities around campus. You can just stop in to any one of these. They are absolutely free. All you need is the time. You look through the list and see what's appropriate for you, and boom, you're there. It's that easy. And then there's a list of resources for all kinds of COVID impacts and sort of, you know, daily living even without COVID impacts. Everything from nutrition to finance to isolation to COVID support to all kinds of other obstacles that can present. And they're just all listed there. So it's really a wonderful sort of psychosocial compendium of whatever you want. It's right there on one website. And it's worth taking some time just to look and see what's there, because even if it's not going to work for you, you may know somebody who could really take advantage of some of the things that are listed there.
Totally. That's an amazing resource. When I started working at UNM or even being a student, there's so many resources available. And right now in the climate that we're in, mental health is huge always, but now more than ever. And so having all of those resources compiled into one UNM.edu address is huge for students to remember and find. So thank you so much for doing that. And thank you also for such great information. I loved learning about it, and also being able as staff and mostly as a student, but just being able to know that mental health screening is accessible, mental health services are available on campus through telehealth, in person, with or without the pandemic. So thank you all so much for being here and letting everyone know about mental health screening and mental health resources on campus.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I agree, Leah. You know, in public health, for those of you who are looking into public health, and that's what mine and Leah's background is in, and you think of three different things. You think of accessibility, affordability, and availability. And that's one thing I can say that Shack and CARS definitely have for our campus community. All three of them are, you know, they're those guidelines, the framework is met. So I really value your time. And I know you guys are all very busy, especially now. So thank you for taking time just to tell us about it. I want to leave our listeners with a couple pieces of advice. So I task each one of you with giving one piece of advice for students, for staff, for faculty, for people in general during these times. So we'll start with you, Dr. McGabber, then we'll go to Dr. Ugala, and then to Margaret. But just one piece of advice.
Only one. I only get one because I've got
only
like
one.
90. Okay, only one. Given that sleep is really one of the most important things that we can do to manage our stress, to positively impact our physical health and well-being, not to mention our general mental health. I would recommend that everybody listening to this give really significant attention to sleep. Scheduling ample time for sleep, eliminating those things that interfere with sleep, noise, making sure the temperature in your room is correct, making sure it's dark enough to really sleep. There are a couple of tips about getting really good sleep. And I have learned these tips. I actually get really good sleep. Sometimes I don't get enough sleep, but I do get really good sleep. But I would say sleep is one of the most important things to pay attention to right now.
Perfect. Here, listen, Lobos. Sleep. Yes. Get sleep. Some sleep. And not like sleep in the middle of the day. You know, get your 8 hours solid at night.
Naps are good.
Okay, naps are good.
Right. But
just not like a 4-hour nap that's going to disrupt your sleep at night.
That probably means you need to get better sleep at night.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. MacGyver. Dr. Rugala?
Well, if I could say one thing, I would say that it's important to keep in mind that contrary to popular belief, life is not digital or binary. Life is not zeros and ones. Life is not good or bad. It's good and bad. And the fact that there's absolutely no shortage of suffering and pain and injustice and horrible things in the world doesn't mean that there isn't also at the same time beauty and love and kindness, and there's both. And I think it's really important to remind ourselves of that, that life is a both and experience. It's not either or. And obviously in times like this, it's really easy to see the negative, but it's so important to, when something beautiful happens or something wonderful, to stop and to savor it, to keep that kind of, there's this sunset mindset where you know, if you see a beautiful sunset, you look at it and you don't analyze it and think, oh, it could be more red or it could be more whatever. You just experience it for what it is, and you just accept it and you soak it up. So I think that's what's really important, is to you take some time to really savor the good, because there's plenty of bad out there. So we have to remind ourselves of the good sometimes.
Awesome. Thank you. So get some sleep, savor the good. I've never judged a sunset in my life, so that's a great point. Okay, good. Margaret. Okay. What is your piece of advice?
Come on.
Whatever the struggle is, whatever you're fighting, whatever burden you have, you don't have to do it alone. Reach out. We're here. We want to help you with it. So you're not by yourself.
That is such a perfect way to end this podcast. Thank you all again. Remember, Lobos, we are here for you, whether you are faculty, employee, student, retired, we're here for you. Reach out, like Mary Margaret said, see the positivity and the beauty in life, like Dr. Rugala said, and get some good sleep. Thank you all. Thank you all for joining us today. And thank you for our listeners who have been listening to us every week. We really appreciate it. This is Tiffany and Leah, and soon Chris will be back with us too, with your Honest Tea with Shaq HP. Bye, Lobos.
See you later, Lobos.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.